now, a special presentation of Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. This is The Irish Show.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. We also have Ken Dorn, who's coming in with us. And he's going to be with Jocko Alston, who has a DVD launch. And he's an absolutely hysterical comic, so I can't wait for that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So before we get to Melina, we're going to play one of her songs.
Oh, okay.
It's called X-Ray Eyes. And so why don't you have a listen? She's a singer-songwriter from Montreal. I've worked with her on a few concerts, and she's a real sweetheart. So this is her song, X-Ray Eyes. Can you get it on online? Well, you can get all the contact information to meet Melina as soon as we get to her. So here you go. Enjoy. Oh, that was Melina. So we have Melina in the studio. Hi, Melina. You're ready to go.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, that was X-Ray Eyes. Was that one of your songs?
Yes, that was one of my songs. It's my first single that I've released last year, and hopefully many, many, many more to go.
Now, you're pretty busy.
Yep.
You have a few different projects that are on the go. Mm-hmm. So what are you up to these days? Are you doing some piano stuff, some lounge stuff?
Yeah. One of my main projects is that I'm a lounge piano singer. So basically, I do a number of different things, either hotel gigs or restaurants, cocktails, weddings, corporate events, that kind of stuff. And these days, I have a regular gig at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel on Thursday nights, 9
cool.
p.m., if anybody wants to be there. It's free, and they've got great martinis. And Fridays and Saturdays, I'm at the Mont Tremblant Fairmont Hotel. And that's at 8 p.m. And this is something that just keeps me going, keeps my skills up, you know, pays bills. And it's fun to do. It's a nice job, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot more that goes into, you know, creating albums and building your name and your skills and your persona as an artist than just going into the studio with a producer and pumping out an
Absolutely.
Album.
Absolutely. And I also think it's important for artists, if they really want, especially the way music's going these days, you really have to work on your live show.
Yeah.
And I think stage experience and just performing live in general is a really good experience for any struggling artist, any striving musician to have. So yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to some kids at Trebis, I guess about 2 weeks ago, and one of the things I told them, I said, you have to work on at least one live show.
Oh yeah.
If you're going to really understand the way the music industry is, you know.
You were talking to musicians or?
It was a music business program.
Okay.
But it was
people working in it.
But I said, you know, it was one of those things where you're going to get the best understanding of where the music comes from, why the artists do it, why the fans are into it.
Exactly.
How they like it. It's the only way that you're going to get that instantaneous feedback. Otherwise, there's a lot of time and a lot of energy that goes into an album, but you don't know what the reaction is going to be until 6 months after you've finished recording.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, much like a movie or you know, a television show, you're not going to know until it gets out until you get that feedback.
Yeah, and it's a whole other experience, too. I mean, I think, you know, for example, I do a lot of the songs that are on my 6-song EP that I've worked on with a producer regularly at my live shows, but they come out a totally different way than what you might hear on the radio. What you might hear today on the radio, or what you might hear on my 6-song EP, for example. Because I think what people don't realize is that the live performance of the very same song can sound totally different from the recorded version. And it's interesting to be able to see both. And I encourage people to go out to live shows and check out your favorite artist live. It's a very different experience.
I highly recommend you go and see Melina. I had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun working with you in the past. I was glad that we were able to
Thank you. To
hook up for another show, another opportunity.
Yeah.
And you do have, you're also beyond being a singer-songwriter, you also are becoming a bit of a promoter yourself.
Yeah. Well, I've decided, working in music, I've met a lot of people and I've worked with a lot of different musicians, and I sort of realized there was a need to create a platform for acoustic singer-songwriters to be able to play on a good stage, you know, other than the open mics that you might find around the city. I mean, some of them are really great. But on an open mic, you know, it's the kind of place where anybody can go up and play, and you don't usually get more than, you know, 2 songs or something on an open mic. So I decided to start a show, a series of acoustic singer-songwriter showcases, which will be every 2 months. And basically, it's going to be at some venue in the city. And the idea is to put 5 local artists on the stage, not at the same time, but one after another. And it's just a way to promote acoustic singer-songwriters, because I find a lot of times you see a lot of bands in the city. And it's weird if, like, a soloist will have to open for a band, for example, because the energy of the crowd is, you know, it's not the same.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create an intimate music making night, and I realized that I kind of like this. I kind of like organizing things, bringing it all together. It's cool. I get to meet a lot of people doing it, and yeah, it's awesome.
Well, we're going to talk more about the acoustic nights.
Sure.
On our next episode.
Absolutely.
We'll have you come in with one of the artists, and we'll get you to bring your piano and we'll get you to perform live for us.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, why don't you tell us, we have a second song.
Yep.
Why don't you tell us a bit about the second song we're going to play?
The second song is called City of Love. It is my second single. It's basically about how much I love Montreal. If you listen closely, I actually say the name Montreal in the song. And yeah, the song was written by me and produced and arranged by Sule Heitner, another great artist in the city who will be on the first Acoustic Nights show. And yeah, I hope you guys like it. And there's also a music video available for viewing.
So hit up Melina's YouTube page.
That's right.
We'll have all the links and everything, of course, on our blog page. You'll be able to reach them on cjad.com. And so here we go. Melina, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you very much for
having me. And we look forward to seeing more shows. And hopefully
awesome.
You'll keep in touch with what's going on with your career, okay?
Absolutely.
So here we go.
City of love, city of love, city of love, city of love.